Second kino, Echa Asta Be'atecha. Again, the acrostic of the alphabet is used over here. The first line is Aleph. You see the Aleph in Atzta, Apecha, Ma'abed, Adomim, and Anecha. Second line is Bet, Rispin Absolim, Be'ratu Le'bunecha. The third line is Gimel, Da'arta Be'garasecha, Yeyim Gulecha. There's a stark contrast between here, the description of Klal Yisrael, and that of the Umas Ha'ila. And that's really the entire Kina. This contrast is very, very moving, very telling. Essentially, each chruz describes the kiruv and the connection that we have with Hashem Yitzbarach. Rashi and Chumash. Rashi comments already that, as I mentioned before, from the time of Dvaira, that we are the Reyim Shal Hashem Yitzbarach. We are his closest kin. We are his closest chaverim. And suddenly, it was Mishapech. So the first part of each of the stanzas speaks of the Maila of Klal Yisrael, the Am HaNivchar, the fact that we were Zechet Hashuas HaShchina. And then the second, of course, describes the consequence of the Chuvan HaMikdash. As a result, Zechra Hashem, Mehoi Olono. And it literally, look at the second stanza, Echa Ga'arta V'Gar Asecha, Yibar Hashem put us into Golus, Laglois Be'ageim Gulecha. And you remember, Ligas Dibug Derech, you see the onomatopoeia of the Abulaz HaKalir, Asher Dilakta L'Golecha V'Chein Dibarno. And again, the Merchok, we'll give it over to the hands of Rishoyim. Hashem, did remember, Viud Vesek Veset, Hashem Yarta Livudecha, which essentially refers to the fact that we were rendezvous with Hashem Yisbarach on an ongoing basis. Tisha B'Av is a din mayim. This already is mentioned by Poskin. For example, last night we didn't say Tzipas LaTzedek. Why? Because Tachanun is not said Erev Mayim. Many aspects of this, but this mayid is embedded in the Ramban and Chumash. We know how to teach some of the Ne'yisov and Igash Betulevi. The Mishkan is called the Beis Avad. The Samitus is called the Beis Avad. So here, Hashem did not remember. We had an ongoing kind of rapprochement with Hashem Yisbarach in the Bagam HaMikdash. And Mishkan, of course, equals Hasinai, the Ramban and Shitasai. The Ramban writes many times in Chumash at the beginning of Truma, he points out all the terminological parallels between the Mishkan and Hasinai. The issue that Ramban deals with is the question of Hasinai was a one-time experience. And once it was over, so that's it. As the Torah describes, Bimshaycha Yevel, Emei Aluvah. I hope it's Rashi and Ramban, what exactly Yevel means. But the moment the Hashuas Hashchina no longer was extant, that's it. The entire experience, the way Rasalech used to quote from the Kotzka, that sometimes a person can have a wonderful experience, a ruchnistic experience, a spiritual experience, even let's say a shia that one hears, and one is elevated, al kanti nishon. A moment later, I get to link to exactly where I was. So the Kotzka says, Vayar ha'amayanu, ziyat mishokol, vayar mirochot, ziyat mishanu from the mountains, had no impact whatsoever on them. Ki huzet. And often that's the case. So often these experiences are one time, so the Ramban is concerned about how do we maintain that experience? How do we sustain it? So the Ramban has a chiddush gadol mei, that the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to maintain the Hasina experience by constructing the Mishkan. Also the Mishkan, b'shachati b'soicha, that Hashuas Hashchina that was on Har Sinai will continue literally on an ongoing kind of way. The Ramban proves it not just terminologically, but conceptually, because the same kedusha that existed in Har Sinai also exists in the Mishkan, namely, Machin Shechina, Machin Leviyah, Machin Yisrael, and so too, the Mishkan had Kedushas Mechitzas. There were areas that were clearly delineated and that were divided, that were sected off, segmented. Each one had its own Kedusha, its own Halachas, and therefore the Mishkan became the ongoing Hasina experience. That was the idea of the Mishkan. So the Mishkan was a book of Abad, a base Abad. And that's what the Ramban there discusses, that passage over there in Shemais, the Adi Shom of Yisrael, the Nikdash Bechvedi. So here there's a reference to that. It's again the onomatopoeia that you see over here. But the Lashon Avad is critical over here. And continuing that we have Zul, of course, with the Makom HaMikdash. We sing it in the Zmiras of Shabbos. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over the Beis HaMikdash to Zorin. The Zalzel B'Yad Zorin Zulech, but the Zachar Tachit and Chukke Chere. The Ribbono Shel Olam forgets the Chasana. We had to add a Chasana. It's the Mishnah, the end of Tainis. The end of Simchas Libo. The Mishnah writes over there is, refers, of course, to the Hasinai, the chuppah that took place. Many Rishonim point out that there's mamash a chuppah, the Tashbeis has a famous tshuva called by the Halacha and Poskim and the Ezer. All the minhagim of Chasinah based on Hasinah. All the minhagim, every single one of them with the candles and everything else that we do is based on Maimon Hasinah. Because Maimon Hasinah was the chitun chukei chayei asher chokakto lachamulecha. That's what Ribbono Shel Olam, that experience, the experience of Hasinah is the experience of Chasin the Kala. We became wedded to the Eibishter. Ribbono Shel Olam. And now what happens next in Tess? Tarachta b'torchecha, the Ribbono Shel Olam, asach tirches, in order to be machmir the Mikdash. And then remember, yeka yedidus yesha asher yichadta liyadecha, that got yichud, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Beis HaMikdash. Yichud took place. And so we have here one paragraph after the next that describes exactly this contrast. So what I found always very fascinating, notice how Klal Yisrael are described here in this kila. Emunecha, bechunecha, as opposed to the goyim, b'yad adoimim. Next. Geulecha, lidgolecha. What are they? Geyim, a bunch of baligaymedik. That's what they are. Zedim, geyim, they're moligayma, molishachsonis, moligayma. Next. Livudecha, what I just mentioned, and how they describe raucous, biyad hailui. That's all they want to do is party. I got to talk and I got to nach. Omer Amash accused Klal Yisrael. Kol hayom b'shi pi, Shabbos hayom, Pesach hayom, Yom Yilam. I got to talk there. We want to party. Zvulecha, lechamulecha, they are zorin. Tulaecha, we are the tuloyim of Klal Yisrael, of Hashem Yisbarach. Many, many times in Tanakh, we see this idea, the notion that we are like shepsels. Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen because the Medrash writes that he had rachmanas on a shepsel that clearly needed vasa, needed water. Tlaecha. And what are they? Torfin. Tarachta b'torchecha litro b'yad torfin. Torfin means teref, chaya. As the Rishonim point out with reference to our cousins, who ye per adam. Doesn't say we are Adam Pere. Abdullah used to tell me. The Chetz is a Pere. Or the two are Adam. The two of an Adam, but the Chetz is a Pere. Mamish la'amito shotela. So be at Torfim, that's what they are. A bunch of chayis. Karmecha, l'kuchecha. And what are they? Kfirim. Minasecha, l'tzuecha. And what are they? Moinim. Sa'adecha. It goes on and on. As you can see, this is a unbelievable contrast, and even just a bit after that, kruecha, and they are again described in very strong, contrasting kind of terminology to Klal Yisrael. So we are connected to the Eibishter, we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course, it seems to me that there's also another theme that's found over here, more or even a kind of hidden theme that is a very significant theme in general in the Hashkafa, namely. What's with me, Ribbono Shel Olam? The others cannot call us a Torah to Klal Yisrael. We're the only nation that recognizes the Ribbono Shel Olam. And now, how can I call us a Torah? Not only do we have to have a Klal Yisrael to Hashem Yisrael, but Hashem Yisrael is right that the most fundamental of all midas is the midas of a Klal Yisrael. But and now, how can I call us a Torah to us? Yes, they have a Klal Yisrael to us. We joined him. We connected with him. Ribbono Shel Olam himself mentioned, so chati lo chesed lo raich, avas kulo soich. All the others rejected Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem Misinai Ba, the Ramban Baba Kama, the Zoch Misay Lama, the Fiyam Haparon, the Yasu Rivas Kadesh. He offered the Torah to all the Umas Ha'ilam. This one can do it La Siltzach, this one can do it La Sinach, this one can do it Kazagineva. They are Rangitom Kalayomuka Alayla in Rishus. We accepted what the Ribbono Shel Olam offered us, Hakaras HaTov, just like we are obligated to have Hakaras HaTov, he's also obligated to Hakaras HaTov to call Yisrael. That's the yisod of this entire kingdom. And Hakaras HaTov, Kayadua, is the most important of all the midos, and who's the greatest Makir Tov? The Bari Olam. Unquestionably. That, and we are mechuyev to go and his in his paths. I came to the Adveyu and Nivahu, the way Rashi quotes in Chumash. The Gemara says, we have to be similar to Hashem is Barak. That's the Gemara in Saitan, that we double it. Mahu Afato, Mahu Merachim, Mahu Menachim, Mahu Barakah Chalim. So what we have to follow the attributes of Hashem is Barak. That's what the Ramban and the Ramban Bishayim actually discuss in the two requests that Moshe Rabbeinu had in Kisisa. So one request was, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Hodienin Az Drachach. And the Ramban Shalom responded affirmatively. He shows you the Gemara Shalachamim. We can, in effect, emulate the attributes of Hashem is Barak. That's the sugi in Saita, as I just mentioned. Hashem is Menachem Aveilim, Hashem is Mevakeh Chaylim. We should be Mevakeh Chaylim, we should be Menachem Aveilim. But the second request of Moshe Rabbeinu was rejected by Hashem is Barak. That's not possible. That's the Ramban and Ramam, and many Rishonim interpret the two requests. But this idea of Ani Bahu, that is possible. That namely, that one could emulate the attributes of Hashem is Baruch. One of the attributes of Hashem is Baruch is this attribute of Hakaras HaTov. The Hakaras HaTov is the yisod in many, many parshas we know. For example, the Torah says, Lo sisai mitzri, kiger ha'isa ba'arzo. So even though they were kaif ha'tov, because v'ayokim ha'lachadosh ha'mitzvayim, v'asher lo yalei asiyei seif, Rabbi Shmuel, Gemara in Seida, chanam ha'chadosh mamish, chanam ha'nishchach v'zei reisa, but whatever the case is, they were kaif ha'tov. And that's what the fear is, that Paro said, "Mi Hashem Hashem Hashma b'Kayil v'Shalchas Yisrael." Lo yadati as Hashem, the Gam is Yisrael, lo Hashaleach. So he started with Hashem, lo yadati Yisrael, and in a short while he came to fear of the Eibushter, fear in Hashem is Barach. So that's something that Chas v'Sholom we have to be very, very sensitive to. We have Mechuya to Makir Tov, and that's again the same idea. Amun Moyav, they didn't do anything, and yet they become the two of the Dori Dori. So Yom Ha'Mayim Avi B'Kal Hashem. And the pasuk says, "Gam dor asiri le'yomel mikal Hashem al'ilam." What happened? Why are they different than everybody else? Because lo kidmu asal ba'alechem manayim ba'dam b'tzeischem b'mitzrayim. And secondly, that they are the children of light. Light was nitzal misdaim in the source of Avraham Avinu. So where's that kasa toy? The bnei bonov, or his children, the bnei Avraham Avinu. And if you want to say that maybe the bnei lo did not know that their father was Nitzel of Sus Abraham, that itself is the ages we're talking about, and I'm Mushkos, that this is something which is so fundamental, so basic, namely, the idea of Hakaras HaTov, the idea that one has to be Makir Tov for any Atoba, that, and that's what the Torah says, Lois Sisai Vadoimi, Lois Sisai Mitzri, and Rashi says right over there, because of Kol Masha Oyla Luanu. But me, someone who's missing Hakaras HaTov, is Nitkin Mensch. Such a person is literally, unquestionably, not a human being. He's missing the basics, the most fundamental area of menschlichkeit that one could have is Hakaras HaTov. Just one is obligated to have Hakaras HaTov to parents, to rabbeim, to chaverim, to yeshivas that I learn in, to shuls that I daven in. There's an obligation of Hakaras HaTov. So, the Ribbono Shel Olam also, Zachad de la Chesed Nurayach, Avas Lo Soyach, Ha'eched Hot Hakaras HaTov, Yes Hakaras HaTov to Bal Yisrael. So here we're asking Hashem is Barach, where's Hakaras HaTov? All that we did for you. What happened? What happened to Hakaras HaTov? And that's what's interesting, that the pasuk there points out that I just mentioned what the Navi said as you go. Holach v'karasa v'azeh Yerushalayim lemar, ko amar Hashem, zachad v'chesed nevayich, avas v'losayich, lechtech achar v'amidba v'eretz l'izrua. So despite the chaos that Klal Yisrael sinned, etc., till the Migdash was Mechuyav Lehecharev, Hashem does not forget anything the Tkufa V'chasana. And even sometimes when I counsel couples who are having some Shalom Bayis issues, don't you remember the Chasana? Don't you remember the Chasana? It was so glorious, was so beautiful. How could you forget that Tkufa V'chasana when we left Mitzrayim under a lahat of Emunah and Alachtem, Achrei Hashem Yisbarach, Bamidbar, Be'eretz Leizura. It's not just a very nice memory of Zikaron Nechmad Ba'alma, but it's much more than that. It's a Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reish Yisrael Hashem. So therefore, just as Hashem is barach, from us is tovei akar satov, we are tovei akar satov from Hashem is barach as well. That's exactly what we are asking for to a large extent in this kina, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be makir tov to Klal Yisrael, and let's remember the good old days and come back to that matzav of the chasana of Klal Yisrael with Hashem is barach and Hasina. Eicho asta bi'apecho, bi'aveh, bi'anadomim, emunecho. Lo'y zachad abris ben apsarim, asher b'irat alifunecho. Ulechein bitinu, zechra adinu, amero yolodu. Eicho go'arda b'gar osecho, lam lo'yz bi'ad ye'in, yulecho. Lo'y zachad adlig az nilu derach, asher dolakta dikolecho. וכן דיברנו, זכר אדינו נרו יולדו. איך הוהקת בהגיינך, להדוי בי על הגדוי מאמינך. לא זוכרת בי עוד בסק בסס, אשר ביאן אתו בבודך. וכן בקיינונו, זכר אדינו נרו יולדו. איך הזונחת מזמנך, לזלזל ויעצור עם זולך. לא זוכרת אחית ומחוקי חולי, אשר חוקקת הלכם ובך וכן חידינו, זכר עדינו, אוי מאוד יורדו. איך הטרחתם דרך החלדית ואין בעצמאים כלואיך, לא זוכרת אשכן יגידו, יוישע שגיחד אתו בידך, ולכן יולדנו, זכר עדינו, אוי יורדו. איך הוא כיוונת בחסך ולחדוי סביעת כאי שקר בחום. לא זוכרת ולא נסלח לו אלו אשר לימדת לבחותך. ובכן לא אגנו, זכר אבינו מאוד יולדו. איך הוא מילאות במו יעשך, למחוי סביעת מיני מן עשך. לא זוכרת ונשיא אז נעצה אז נשר, אשר נעשו סור ונסלח. ובכן לא אינו. זכר אדינו, יולדו. איך אספתם שערך, לסגר ביצי אפים שעדך. לא זכרת אוי זדי אדויים, אשר איתן לעבודך. וכן עונינו, זכר אדינו, יולדו. איך אפסתם ותחתר, לתגר ביצים בייך. לא זכרת צהל עצמי צדק, אשר צופת עוד מצווייך, וכן צעקנו, זכר אדינו, אוי מאוי, יולדו. איך הוא קרוסו מקריאסך, להכניס ביד קומם פרויך, לא זוכרת הרגש רחם עם היסיים, אשר הוציא סולרייך, וכן גוגענינו, זכר אדינו, אוי מאוי, יולדו. איך הוא שאפת בשאפך, לשלויס ביד שרקדים שלמך. לא זוכרת אותו גטלת על היסויה, אשר תיקרת בסביבך, וכן טעננו, זכר אדינו, אמרו יולדו. טעננו לשפך לב כמיים, על מביהם זה נשמינו כמיים, זוכי ויוסי בשלו, יושבס בירושלים. Baganti, Viato Ade, Viato Ade, Akuk Shamayi. Thank you.